disappointed, angry we've thrown away a three-goal lead. What's your thoughts, Stuart?
No, I'm quite happy, actually. You know, of course, and I'm one of them, and, you know, nobody can be happy at the blooming losing a three-goal lead. So a lot of angry people in the dressing room, naturally, and so they should be. You know, we get to a stage at 3-0, and then for 15 minutes we don't really control the game as we should. You know, we knew with little boy Lee, we showed them the last couple of days about him getting at the back post. We're headed as the wing back, and we've switched off. Gives them a lift to bring the new striker on, but and he gets one. And but for me, it's about desire. I can look at McKennie, and the staff can look at the decisions we've made. But I think sometimes players, you've got to take responsibility. The crosses that came in second half, you know, we've got to have enough in us to go and stop the cross coming in to start with. To go and win, put your header on it when it does come in the box. When it goes up front, to look after it so we can get a bit of control of the play. To get around the middle of the park. So, yeah, it's hugely, hugely disappointing, naturally.
Probably flattered us, to be fair, to be 3-0 up. But having got to that point, you need more from your players. Can you put your finger on what went wrong? Was it one thing or just a combination of everybody not quite doing the jobs as they should?
I don't know. I'll have to look at it in depth again. But, you know, it's a... The first goal gives them a lift, and it's something we knew about, and we should have done better with it.
So that angers you, obviously, because you've talked about it.
Listen, I take your point. I don't think, you know, we're coming at 2-0. They've had a couple of decent chances. You know, we're still a little bit bitty. All those, you know, the first goal's a really good goal, and we've played with pace and things. But, you know, I still think we're far, far from, you know, what we're hoping to be. You know, we played three strikers upright against their three centre halves and the winger. And we've really tried to go at them and you know, create opportunities. And then we get the third goal, good free kick, 3-0. And, you know, I never have been in games before. I've been 3-0 down and 1-4-3. I've been in games before with 2-0 up and lost 3-2. So you should have enough professionals that realise the game's never, ever over. But switching off, concentration, focus, do your jobs. We never did that.
Could you see that third goal, that equaliser coming, because they were pushing his hand? I mean, you've got to give some credit to Warsaw, because they absolutely power bodies forward
100%. You know, they're a fit, strong, young side. I've watched the last two games. They absolutely battered Oldham here in the last game. They should have won at Portsmouth last week, but they're not my concern. Yeah, I do give them credit 100%. You know, and when you've come back from 3-0, naturally you're absolutely delighted, and as a manager and as their team, and we're absolutely so and disappointed, and
feels like a defeat, doesn't it?
Feels like a defeat, 100%. It feels like a defeat. You know, we've thrown points away. So on to take, but we've got to regroup. We can't feel sorry for ourselves, and come Monday we'll need to be. Obviously, we've got a game against Chesterfield on Tuesday, and then they're on the telly next week. So, you know, regarding picking up, there's people who play on Tuesday that need to go and stake a place for being the team. And today was, listen, I can't put into words how I'm feeling at the moment and how everybody's feeling. You know, there's a amount of anger, there's disappointment.
Was it anger from you in the dressing room or anger amongst the players?
There were anger amongst a few players. And then there was anger, and you try to pick reasons and find reasons why. I mean, you know, we've actually just, you know, we've gone to a shape second half, which we should be able to command it and do it. And regardless of all, we end up having three centre halves in there to cope with the crosses. We don't do it. We've ended up wing back against wing back. Do your job, stop the crosses come in. Three against three, middle of the park. They've played us two more off the front. Reeves has looked after him. And, you know, but listen, it's... Naturally, it's a sore one to take, and it's something we'll have to look at closely. And, you know, we'll have to just really put in a really strong... All right, Tuesday's... But next Saturday's a key game, you know, and we need to go and put in a far better performance all round, even though, like I said, I take your point. I think 3-0 probably did flatter us at the time. But once you get into that position, you've got to make sure you don't surrender it.
Well, your hands tied a little bit because you made a couple of changes. Tom Field obviously got an injury, and it was a reshuffle, which was disappointing. But Alex Gilliard coming off, didn't quite have enough game time in his legs. Yeah. Maybe Shane McCartan as well. Were they the reasons for your substitutions?
Yeah, listen, we were 3-0 up. Look at the setup that we've set up. We've got four strikers on the pitch and you're 3-0 up. So all you do, and they put their system on, put a midfielder on who's got energy and Pybus. We take McCartan off, who were naturally tired. We're tiring, and Gilly, as well he did in certain points, you know, he loses his man for the goal, the first goal, the wing back. So we put on a defensive wing back, although Luke Hendry's an attacking one in the fact that he gets up and down. And then we're looking to bring on Amari for the last 15 minutes to use his pace and strength in behind when we were tiring up front, either Charlie or Dom. But then unfortunately, you know, Tom Field went down, which I still don't know if he's injured or if it's a cramp, I'm not sure yet. But we were just weak in certain areas. We were weak. There's no getting away from it. We were weak to stop crosses coming in. We were weak to go and meet the ball when it came in. We were second to a lot of balls. And that's physically and mentally. I thought we were weak.
And do you need the I mean, I guess you miss the captain, don't you, Vanslo? But there are enough senior bodies out there, aren't there, to sort that out, Stuart?
Yeah, of course there is. Yeah, a lot of experience in there. So, listen, I can't speak anymore. I can't say anymore. You know, we're absolutely distraught at what's happened out there. Yes, 100% give the credit to them for the fight back they did and the balls they put in the box. But we've just, you know, we've not defended well enough. But that doesn't just come from the back lot, because I thought at times of Kilgallen and Knight Purcell at times who, you know, did terrifically well. But they put you under pressure. The big boy up front can be anything, Bakayoko. One day he can be terrific, the other day nothing. But he'll work, he'll run. Bring the kid on from West Brom, who knows a good player, gets a goal for them, and the crowd lift. But that's not an excuse. You know, that's fair play to them, and we weren't, I don't think, mentally strong enough today.
And you know, you're now going to get heightened speculation about defender has to come in now. I mean, you've spoken to me over the last couple of weeks, doing everything we can to get the right man in.
Yeah, of course, yeah. That's not something I'm thinking about at the minute, to be honest. I've still got the game in my head. But yeah, it's an area. It goes without saying, it's an area we need to strengthen.
And Tuesday night, I know it's difficult to reflect on it now, but an opportunity for one or two maybe to have some game time and try and show what they can do.
Yeah, of course. I said that today and said it yesterday. Some of you, not fortunate to get a shirt today, but some of you getting the shirt today, let's go and make sure you've got it for next Saturday. If you come on, make an impact. And on Tuesday night, it'll be the same. You know, look at Jones, Taylor, Amari, certainly going for up front. Need to go and put in a really strong performance and think, right, you know, I want to play next Saturday. I want to play at home in front of 16, 18, whatever thousand it'll be. And let's show, you know, that you've got that desire and commitment to want to be in that side and in that starting lineup. And when you get in it and you get that shirt, make sure you do enough to merit getting it the week after.
Well, thanks for your honesty, Stuart. I know you're going to give the lads a kick up the backside if it's needed. It is a point today, feels like a defeat, but we'll be bouncing back, I'm sure, within the next week or so. Thanks again.
We've got to do, that's football. Yep. We've got to do. Cheers, thank you.